Yes, I want to thank my parents. My parents are one of the few parents that really wanted us to learn Tagalog, so I speak it fluently. And so, when I speak to my parents, I actually speak to them in Tagalog, and they speak to me in Tagalog. And my brother is fluent as well, and so that's one thing I was able to keep that I'm really proud of. I did mention earlier when I was a teenager, I was struggling with kind of assimilating to the US, and so I disowned a little bit of my culture, which is really sad. But when I went to college at UCSD, I really felt more pride in the culture and being Filipino, and I owned that again. And a lot of it has to do with the Filipino student organization I was with, and then also we had PCN back then too. And traditions, I know how to cook Filipino food. Like, my mom is a really good cook, and a lot of it has to do with when she was a little kid. Her parents owned like a restaurant, little mini restaurant where you pick the food. It's called Turo Turo, you know? And so my mom learned how to cook, and so she's a really good cook, and so I really wanted to learn how to cook Filipino food. So that's another thing I'm really happy that is that. And also just basic traditions, like, I'm familiar with, the traditions as far as church goes and stuff like that. I don't practice that as much anymore, but I do go with my parents when I'm in town with them in San Diego. And also, like, just basic traditions, like respecting your elders, calling everyone auntie and uncle, even taking off your shoes when you go in someone's house. Some superstitions I find myself doing because I was around it in the Philippines. Filipinos are very superstitious. So things like that I've been able to maintain it and been really thankful for.